You're listening to Comedy Forecast, brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. A few episodes ago, I announced the Comedy Forecast super secret phone line, and I'm happy to say that I've received a ton of calls on the line. No, really, I've received 2,000 pounds worth of calls, and I want to get to playing those in just a minute, but first, I have a mission for those of you who deal with corporate speak business meetings. You know the kind of meeting I'm talking about. It's the kind of meeting where they use phrases like forward thinking, best practices, and takeaways. It's the kind of meeting where someone says they will reach out to their direct reports and repurpose their resources. It's the kind of meeting where the human resources representative talks about onboarding new associates. Okay, well, I've often wondered where those phrases come from, and I've decided to try and start my own. I want to introduce the phrase dog ear into the lexicon of silly business speak. Let me give you the phrase in context. But first, if you're not familiar with the phrase, dog ear usually means that you fold down the corner of a page. It's a way of making a bookmark to hold your place. Now, let's use the phrase in our new way. You're in a business meeting and the topic starts to drift off. You want to put that topic aside and get back to the main topic. So you say, can we just dog-ear that topic for now? Don't explain the phrase. No, just use it. If it's good business speak, people will sort of get the context and go with it. Or better yet, they'll pretend they understand it and start using it. See, my ultimate goal is I want to be in an airport or something like that on the other side of the country and hear someone use that phrase. Maybe they're talking on the cell phone or something, I don't know, but I want to see if this thing spreads. Now, kids, don't use this in school, all right? Business speak is a horrible thing, and you're best off leaving it to the adults. It's okay to occasionally point and laugh when someone says synergistic monetization. Just don't make a habit of it. So, for the adults, if you can try to work the phrase dog ear into your meetings, that would be great. And drop me a note at comedyforecast@gmail.com or call the super secret phone line, area code 360-515-0004, if you use the phrase. And speaking of the phone line, let's get to those calls. First off, I'm not sure everyone knows this is a line with an answering machine.
Ooh, is this the secret phone? There's no answer. Are you there? Hello? Shake around? Have to try again later.
Ah! 5 minutes for the win!
Hey, Clint. Love the show. Keep it up. Just to let you know.
Hi, is Tom there?
I obviously got a few wrong numbers, too. Anyway, a few people chimed in on Jake's issue about banning breakfast all day.
Listen, Jake, this is Mr. C calling from Canada, and I don't know what you capitalist, communist, bush-loving Americans think, but breakfast is a right, goddammit. Breakfast is a right. Us Canadians, we eat it whenever we want, and we eat it with maple syrup and back bacon. So you keep your opinions about banning breakfast to yourself.
Hi, I have to whisper because this is super secret. I agree that breakfast should end and should not be open all day. But I think that breakfast should end at 11 and not at 9. And because it is international, it should reopen again for people who take a siesta at about 2 p.m. In addition, I think all pizza parlors should be open 24/7.
Clinton, how come you had that argument about the International House of Pancakes? If I remember right, they serve dinner foods as well 24 hours a day, despite their name, but I think that they were originally one of the four little pigs. There was the house of sticks, the house of straw, the house of bricks, the house of pancakes, and he was delicious.
That's good to know, because a lot of times people leave that house out when they're retelling the story. I also got some suggestions about taking old TV shows and making them into movies.
Hey, Clinton, I love your show. It's really funny. And I just wanted to say I love movies from old TV shows. And one I was thinking that could come out in the future is, I don't know if you used to watch this show back in the 70s. It's called MASHED, M-A-S-H. And it was a great show. And I think they can make a movie out of it now. And it would be great. I think Tom Cruise could be the starring role. But, yeah, I used to watch it back in the day. See you later, man. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Hi, Clinton. Just a thought on movies made from TV shows of the past. Two words for you. Green Acres. I can already see casting for Arnold Ziffel. I mean, after all, Rosie O'Donnell's not working.
Hi, is Tom there?
What about a live-action Care Bears movie with the people from The Office voicing the bears? Okay, Mac Girl fan, I love the show, bye.
Kinda scary, huh? But Hollywood, if you're listening, take some notes.
Hi, Clinton, this is Tabs, and I'm not talking about either of your guys' topics, but, yeah, your voicemail message, lame. Talk to you later, bye.
Nice, Tabs. Let's see if I mention your Buffy Between the Lines podcast at buffybetweenthelines.com. We also heard from a few people about Danny Hillcrest's 2008 pre-summer summer movie preview 2008, including this from longtime listener Micah.
Hey, Clinton, this is Micah. I just want to point out a couple flaws that Danny Hillcrest made in his pre-summer summer movie preview. For one, Prince Caspian does not come out May 19th. It comes out May 16th. And also, Danny Hillcrest left out The Dark Knight. I don't know, is he just afraid of dark movies or something? Well, in any case, I think he needs a little more memory. And maybe the digital camera could help him out with that the next time he does a movie preview. Well, keep up the great work. Bye now.
Hey, just listen to the latest Danny Hillcrest movie reviews thing. And I think I have a problem. Every time he's saying something like, take a live action show and turn it into a movie, how original. Bravo. I can't tell if that's sarcasm anymore. There's something wrong with me. Bye, 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 bye.
I think that's about it for the voicemails this time around. Oh, wait, there was one more.
Hi, this is Tom. Any messages for me?
Nice. Oh, and I want to apologize to Michael from California. Michael, you sent in a very nice message, and unfortunately it got cut off. I apologize for that, but thank you very much. Okay, that's going to do it for this time around. Next time I have a skit scheduled, but who knows what will happen between now and then. Again, the super secret phone line is always open at area code 360-515-0004. Or you can drop me an email at comedyforecast, and that's with the number 4, at gmail.com. Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
Hey, leave us a review.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
Podcast Pickle.
Pickles!
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.